The fate of four Americans kidnapped in Mexico. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Two Americans, including a mother of six, have been found dead in a field. Two others alive in a nearby house on the outskirts of Matamoros after crossing the border from Texas Friday.
Now, family of the survivors and those who died in South Carolina say Latavia Washington McGee, the mother of six, had returned to Mexico for a second medical procedure accompanied by the three friends. She was there for a tummy tuck. It's a surgery that costs thousands of dollars less in Mexico than the U.S. And apparently they were mistaken for being part of a rival gang and attack.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the U.S. is doing all it can to disrupt and dismantle cartels. But for now, he's not confirming any details about this deadly incident. Mexico's president says one suspect is in custody. The federal government takes a major airline to court.
The Justice Department is suing to block JetBlue from merging with Spirit Airlines, claiming it would eliminate the competition Spirit provides and would leave tens of millions of travelers with higher fares and fewer options. The antitrust lawsuit filed in Massachusetts federal court argues the deal would stifle competition and lead to higher fares.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. JetBlue has said it anticipated the challenge, allowing an extended timeline until next year to close the deal. Inflation isn't coming down the way the Fed wants it to yet.
There's little sign of disinflation thus far in the category of core services, excluding housing, a category that accounts for more than half of core consumer expenditures.
So Fed Chief Jay Powell is telling lawmakers the central bank is prepared to pick up the pace of interest rate hikes if necessary. And stocks are sliding. The Dow right now down 428 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
More than 20 protesters accused of domestic terrorism are due in court at this hour after a weekend protest that turned violent against a public safety training facility in Georgia.
Nearly everyone is from out of state, including two who came from Canada and France. One Georgia resident who was arrested is Thomas Webb Juergens, a lawyer for the Southern Poverty Law Center. The nonprofit legal advocacy organization confirmed Juergens' association to Fox News and said he was at the site of the Cop City attack as a legal observer on behalf of the National Lawyers Guild. In a statement, the Southern Poverty Law Center said in part, quote, the employee is an experienced legal observer and their arrest is not evidence of any crime, but of heavy-handed law enforcement intervention against protesters.
Fox's Charles Watson in Atlanta. Police say the suspects traveled to the construction site to launch a coordinated attack. In aid to Ukraine's president again denies involvement in last year's attack on the Nord Stream pipelines after a New York Times report about new intelligence suggesting a pro-Ukrainian group did it. Multiple investigations continue. A former spouse's domestic labor is worth money. In court,
a Spanish court has ordered a man to pay his ex-wife the equivalent of some $200,000 for a quarter century's worth of unpaid domestic labor. The amount, based on the annual minimum wage throughout their 25-year marriage, according to international news agency Agence France-Presse on the case, which would have left the wife with no access to any of the wealth accumulated over their years together, during which they had two daughters. According to the ruling, the wife had dedicated herself to essentially working in the home and looking after the family, something the woman says her husband wanted. He did, however, let her work at the gyms he owned. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Oil prices also sliding down to nearly $78 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.